It's North Carolina Beef Month, and we're celebrating by spotlighting the people behind some of the best beef in the nation. Mike Davis caught up with Jacqueline Smith, one of the founders of Wilder's Wagyu in Clayton, now the largest beef producer on the East Coast.
Jacqueline Smith, you are a Jacqueline of all trades, because not only are you a beef producer, but you and your husband do a few other things as well. Tell me about that.
Yes. So we started our business back in 2014, and we do real estate, construction, development, and agriculture.
How did that happen? I get construction and everything, but how did the agriculture fit in?
So our journey began during COVID back in 2020. Our kids came home from school and we were home from work for a bit, and it just gave us a chance to slow down and play outside a little bit. And so we just fell headfirst in love with agriculture. And so we started a little bit of a garden. I had some chickens and some pigs, and eventually our first cow that was pregnant and gave birth to twins. So we had our hands full right out the gate.
You did. But instant cattle farm is what I'm hearing.
Yes. Instant cattle farm. Yes. Yeah. It's been a fun journey, and our kids love it and we love it. And so it's just, it's been a really neat learning experience for us all.
Now, it is North Carolina Beef Month, National Beef Month. So let's talk a little bit about that for a second. You started out with the mama cow. How many head do you have now?
Oh, we're over 1,000.
Wow. Yeah. They multiplied quickly.
Yes, they did. They really did.
Now, you're located in Clayton, and being in beef and having a last name of Smith, I have to ask you, do you know a guy named Fred?
I do.
And who is he?
He is my father-in-law.
Okay.
He's a wonderful cattle rancher as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So now, but you have made a different direction. You've kind of have a specialty, and I think a lot of people in North Carolina will be very surprised to find that they can get Wagyu beef grown right here in North Carolina, and specifically in Clayton.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. So we embarked on our journey in the Wagyu breed specifically, and it was a very intentional decision for us. We felt like it was a very niche market. It was a really cool, fun beef angle, just this high-end product, a very neat palate experience for the consumer, different than what, you know, most people are used to, and just, you know, a fun spin on that, while also my husband loves the genetic side. And so being able to work with the genetics of the, you know, parentage of the cattle allow us to really hone in on what is creating that best beef experience for the American palate.
For those who might not be familiar with Wagyu, what makes a Wagyu beef and Wagyu cows different?
Yes. Yeah, so they are just a special breed of cow that originated in Japan. A few were imported to the U.S. Back in the 70s, and then importation of them stopped. So we've been working with the same genetics within the U.S. We are able to import and export frozen genetics, but not live animals. And so it has been just a learning experience for the cattlemen that have been in the Wagyu industry for that long. But the quality of beef or the consistency of beef with the marbling is just very unique to the breed. And so it just hyper marbles. It's a very fine marbling, which makes the customer experience or consumer experience when tasting it just very unique and special. It also has some health benefits. So it's lower in cholesterol than most of the beef product on the market. And it also is higher in the omega-3s, almost some better than some fish out there. So it's just a special breed of cow that produces a unique beef experience in its product.
Other than you, how many Wagyu cattle ranchers are there in North Carolina?
That's a good question. There's not very many. So we do know another producer that's in the West Coast, but I think it's safe to say that we may be the largest producer on the East Coast.
Wow.
For full blood Wagyu beef.
And tell me about your distribution. Where can people find your Wagyu beef? Is it available in stores? Do you sell directly to restaurants? Tell me about that supply chain.
Yeah, so we have a variety of different opportunities for you to try our stuff. So we do work with some local restaurants. Lagana in Raleigh is actually serving our burger right now, and they were recently nominated as one of the best burgers in Raleigh. So you can check them out and go taste their burger that has some Wagyu beef in it from our farm. And then we do sell direct to consumer through our e-commerce platform at wilders.com. So you can check us out online. We ship nationwide, so we can ship directly to your door. We kind of guarantee a 2-day shipping, and everything comes flash frozen. And then we also have a storefront in Clayton where you can come shop our product Monday through Friday, with select Saturdays as well. We work some local farmers markets, so you can find us at the North Hills Farmers Market, the Wrightsville Beach Farmers Market. We have a general store on our farm in Turkey. And so that's just it's about halfway between Raleigh and Wilmington.
So you sell beef and turkey?
We do.
Okay. I'm just checking. Okay. All right.
We raise our beef and our pork in Turkey. So you can come visit us at our general store. And then we also are, just opening a spot at the State Farmers Market in Raleigh. So we'll be at the Craft Shed there. You can come see us out there and shop our product there. So there's lots of opportunities for you to taste and try and purchase our product.
Fantastic. Give me the web address one more time, Jacqueline.
Wilders.com, WILDERS.com.
Fantastic. Jacqueline Smith, Wagyu cattle rancher from Clayton. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And happy National Beef Month.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it.